In a culture obsessed with performance, many Christians are quietly burning out trying to, quote, do enough for God in the public square. True righteousness is never achieved by our works, but overflows as a natural byproduct of faith in Jesus Christ. When your life is squeezed, what comes out, faith or frustration? Let's mature our public square faith today. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. Hey, if you haven't checked us out, go to fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. Now, on fpiw.org, we have a lot of great resources under the Public Square Ministry button at the top, and you can just check out prayer ministry, evangelism ministry. You can check out grassroots opportunities, all the things that you want to do to be involved in the public square. If you're enjoying these daily devotions, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment, and place in that Washington Defender app. And if you are a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. It truly helps us move the ball forward in the state of Washington because we have one goal. We want to change our hearts so we change the public square. And we are thankful for your generosity in allowing us to do that. So we are in a series called Israel, the Church, and God's Sovereignty. And we are going to read Romans chapter 9, verse 30 through 33. What shall we say then? That Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness attained righteousness, even the righteousness which is by faith. But Israel, pursuing a law of righteousness, did not arrive at that law. Why? Because they did not pursue it by faith, but as though it were by works. They stumbled over the stumbling stone, just as it is written, "Behold, I lay in Zion a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, and he who believes in him will not be disappointed." So let's break this verse down. What shall we say then? The Gentiles, look at this, the Gentiles that who did not pursue righteousness attained righteousness, even the righteousness which is by faith. So are you pursuing righteousness by faith? Faith is the key component in God's economy. And as you go into the public square today, are you pursuing righteousness by works of the law or by faith? Are you trying to get there through your works? Are you trying to walk in the newness of life because you think you're just that great of a person? Or are you pursuing the righteousness that only comes from the throne room by faith? And I love this because he says Gentiles, which that's most of us, right? I mean, I'm hoping there's some Jews listening to me today, but the Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness attained righteousness, even the righteousness which is by what? Faith. So today let's commit. We are going to have faith in Almighty God that he who began a work in us is faithful to complete it to the very, very end. Now the next verse says, but Israel, pursuing a law of righteousness, did not arrive at that law. So they wanted to pursue this law of righteousness in their own ways and arrive at that by what we're going to see as works. But this law is important to understand the sequence of what came first, faith or law. So we have Adam and Eve, creation account, right? We have Noah, which is righteousness, and he believed in God, right? So actually, Noah's story is a faith story. Then we have Abraham, which is a faith story. It says he believed in God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. So we have a number of examples ever before the law came into effect that faith was there first. So we have to ask ourselves, what are we pursuing? Are we pursuing in the public square today? Are we pursuing the law, right? Or are we pursuing righteousness that is only comes through faith in Jesus Christ? Then that makes us want to honor God and glorify God with our lives, with our hearts, with all our actions, with our words, with all that we are. We want to glorify God, not to fulfill the law, but to be honoring as a servant and a steward of what God has entrusted to us. So as you go to work today, are you sharing your faith in Jesus Christ because of of a duty to do so? Or are you sharing your faith in Jesus Christ out of a love relationship with God, and you are compelled by the Holy Spirit to see others come to that saving knowledge of Jesus Christ today? So why? Why did they? Because they did not pursue it by faith. So they did not arrive at the law because it wasn't by faith, but as though it were by works. And so they were trying to, our Jewish older brother was trying to get all that they're going to get through one specific way, by keeping the law, by doing it by works. And they pursued it right in front of everyone that they were going to accomplish this by works. Yet Abraham, the father of our faith, says, you can't do it that way, right? It isn't through that way. The law came some, you know, 500-600 years after Abraham. So, but as though it were by works, they stumbled over the stumbling stone. So they missed the Savior Jesus Christ. And the public square application you need to understand is, don't pursue your walk with God by works. Works are a byproduct of faith, not the ability to accomplish faith. So the natural byproduct, so like, if, for instance, if I were to squeeze a whole bunch of grapes, the natural byproduct is grape juice. If I were to take an apple and crush it, I would have apple sauce, right? That's a natural byproduct of crushing an apple. But the apple is the key, or the grapes are the key. So if I crush faith, if I squeeze faith, then works comes out. And so that's what we want to have. It's a natural byproduct. Versus I try to somehow conjure up the grape juice or conjure up the apple juice without having the substance of it. So just as it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a stone of stumbling. This is Jesus Christ, and a rock of offense. So the stumbling stone is Jesus Christ. And it, I love this last part. And he who believes in Jesus will not be disappointed. As you walk into the public square today, understand that your belief in Jesus Christ, ultimately, you will not be disappointed. Good things are yet to come. Now, we may put faith in our government or put faith in those things around us, but they will always disappoint us because fellow human beings are there, and we are all sinners, and we all need a Savior, and it's Jesus Christ. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pursue you by faith today. By faith, we say Jesus Christ is Lord. By faith, we say that he rose again from the dead. By faith, we walk in the things of God, and we are led by the Spirit of the living God. And so, Lord, we pray over our workplaces today. Let them be places where faith is excelled, God, and God, that we would see once again that you are going before us today. God, we are not trying to please you. We please you because of Jesus Christ inside of us. And so, Lord, let us have the natural byproduct of our lives be Jesus. When we are squeezed, let faith come out, not bitterness, anger, frustration, wrath, whatever, but let faith come out of our lives. So, God, we thank you for what you want to do today. Give us the lost, the hurting, the down, the outcasts. Give us, Lord, help Bob Ferguson to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Help our elected officials to bow their knees before you, God, and turn to you, the only living God, and find grace, mercy, and loving kindness. And so, Lord, we thank you for you, that you are that stumbling stone, and we are not disappointed. We stand confident, knowing that you are able to finish the work you began. We thank you for this in Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen. Go out there and defend in advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you in your unique community. Then simply press activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.